Hi, my name is Mara. I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Mara, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Ragtime Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Ragtime Quizlet later in the show and tell you how to win some tickets to see Swan Lake, so stay with us. Yesterday, we met the first of the big 3 ragtime composers, the most famous. Today, we'll meet number 2, composer Joseph Lamb. He was born in 1887 in Montclair, New Jersey. Joseph Lamb was a protege of the most famous ever ragtime composer, Scott Joplin. A protege is a younger musician who a more experienced musician helps out with their career, they help them with their music, and they help them get more attention. And Scott Joplin certainly did that for Joseph Lamb and helped him get his first ever rag published in the year 1909. And he stopped writing ragtime music for a little bit while he worked in Tin Pan Alley. Tin Pan Alley was a street in New York City where all of the music was published. And it was full of stores, full of sheet music and pianos and people demonstrating the music. Remember, they didn't have record players to play it on. So if you wanted to know how a song went, you had to have somebody play it for you. That was a very common job for pianists at the time. He worked there for a while until his work was rediscovered in the year 1949, at which point Joseph Lamb started writing ragtime again. Here's one of Joseph Lamb's most famous works, Ragtime Nightingale. A nightingale is a bird known for its beautiful song. This is performed by pianist Joshua Rifkin.
Thank you.
Joshua Rifkin performed Ragtime Nightingale by Joseph Lamb, one of the big three ragtime composers. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week, we ask you the question. We have one more hint for you today. If you get it right, you'll win a Kids Commute prize pack. Here's the question. What is the common name of the pre-Civil War era dance, also known as a prize walk, that involved men and women dancing around in a square? Another hint, the name of this dance is used today to suggest something that is very easy. One more hint for you, the prize was a beautiful cake, which is where we get the phrase that something really great takes the cake. What is the name of that dance? If you know, send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. Now, kids commuters, another reason to text us this week. Even if you don't know the answer to the Quizlet, you are eligible to win a pair of tickets to see the fabulous ballet Swan Lake being danced by the Interlochen Dance Company at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor. They've given us some tickets to give away. If you would like to win tickets, just text the word TICKETS to 231-237-7482. We'll hold a drawing and let you know if you win. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute, Little Nightingales. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta banana.
Interlochen Public Radio.